بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Before the month of Ramadan, we were discussing a synopsis of Surah Al-Baqarah, and Alhamdulillah, we were in the fourth ruku. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَائِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned before the angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended to create Hazrat Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam as his vicegerent on the surface of this earth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and Allah ta'ala instructed, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Then Allah ta'ala instructed the angels to make sajda for Hazrat Adam alayhi salam out of respect, to show his superiority, and they all fell in sajda except Iblis. He was among the angels, although Iblis was from the jinnat, but because of his knowledge, because of his piety, because of his excessive ibadat, he also lived among the angels. But aba wastakbara wa kana min al-kafirin. He refused, he became proud, and he was from the disbelievers. Iblis could not accept that someone was superior to him. He always wanted to be the superior, he always wanted to be the greatest, the one with the most virtue. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he couldn't take it. So all the ibadat he was doing, everything he was doing was only for the position. But when he realized that he did not get that position, he could not take it, and he refused to make sajda. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then told him, فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا, you know, get out from this place, you will be cursed, and my curse will be upon you till the day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah. Now you and your wife, Hazrat Hawa, we mentioned all the details of how she was created, etc. So Allah ta'ala told him that you will remain in Jannah. Wa kula minha raghadan haythu shi'tuma. Eat in abundance wherever you want to eat, whatever you want to eat. Enjoy yourself. But wala taqraba hadi shajara, this one tree, don't go close to it. Meaning this type of tree, whatever it was, whether it was a wheat tree or the grape tree, whatever tree it was, there's the different views in the Mufassireen. Otherwise, fatakuna min al-dhalimeen, you will be from the oppressors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also warned him that watch out, shaitan is behind your back. Let shaitan not misguide you and mislead you, otherwise shaitan will cause you to come out from Jannah. But remember, shaitan, he had taken oaths to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will not leave these people. And from that time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam till now, 24/7, around the clock, shaitan is working. He's planning, he's plotting, he's working. Every day he got a different plan for different people. Tomorrow this person, I'll get him involved in this problem. Next day that person, I'm going to get him. This house here, I'll create problems. I'll create fights in this house. I'll make their life a misery. So shaitan, while we have forgotten about shaitan, we are so busy in our daily activities, we forgot about shaitan, we forgot about Allah Ta'ala, we forgot about the akhirat. Shaitan did not forget about us. So, فَأَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَ فِي. Eventually, shaitan caused them to slip. And he removed them from the comfort that they were enjoying. Ultimately, shaitan, he worked very hard. But how could he have done it? Someone may ask now, shaitan was not in Jannah. He was kicked out of Jannah. So there's different explanations that the Mufassireen give. Some say that Shaitan, even from a distance, through waswasa, he can do certain things. Allah Ta'ala gave him some sort of extra power, because that is his work, to misguide people, mislead people. That's the test. That's the test of the dunya. Are you going to fall for Shaitan and the agents of Shaitan, or are you going to be obedient to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? The person needs to ask himself the serious question, who are you a slave of? Are you enslaved to your nafs? Are you enslaved to Shaitan? Are you enslaved to the agents of Shaitan? Are you enslaved to society? Or are you the slave of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? It's simple. Either I'm going to obey Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, or I'm going to obey all these other elements. So that's one possibility, that from a distance, Shaitan could do something. He could make some waswasa, he could whisper into the minds, into the ears, he could create some issues. Like now, with technology, it's not difficult to understand it. Man is in a different part of the world, but you can talk to him here. Technology is. He's sitting in another part of the world, thousands of miles away, but he's communicating with you, he's talking to you. You hear him, sometimes you can see him also too. The second explanation is that sometimes they would come to the entrance of Jannah. Occasionally they would come to the entrance, so he found that as an opportunity. He waited somewhere there by the entrance, and then there he spoke to them. And there's also another view that Shaitan went into the form of this. He went into the snake, he asked the snake to like transport him, and then he went into Jannah in that way. So whatever the reality be, but the Quran Sharif says, فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ, that Shaitan caused them to fall, he dropped them with deception. What Shaitan used, what tool he used? He used the tool, the powerful weapon of deception. And remember, now we are passing through the age of deception. The masters of deception from behind the scenes, they are controlling our minds. They are controlling our minds. They are controlling our children. They are controlling our homes. Everything is about the way they want you to think, the way they want you to reason. And they have mastered this art of deception. They're so good in it. They can tell you to go to hell in such a way that they make you look forward to the journey. That's the way they will do it to you. The way they will put it forward to you, they will present it to you, flowery language, you know, filth and dirt presented in a bouquet of flowery language, different words, different language. So Shaitan already started this before. And Allah Ta'ala is telling you also in the Quran, لَا يَفْتِنَنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ كَمَا أَخْرَجَ أَبَوَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. Please don't let Shaitan misguide you. Learn this lesson, O insan, O son of Adam, learn from the mistake of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. You don't get misguided, you don't get misled. So the Quran says, فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ, with deception, he brought them down, he dropped them. Shaitan قَاسَمَهُمَا, took an oath to them. إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاسِينَ, I am one of those people who wish well for you. Your life matters to me. Deceive them, Shaitan. إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاسِينَ, I wish well for you. Took an oath. So ulama say, that time Hazrat Adam and Hazrat Hawa, they could not imagine anyone taking an oath and speaking lies. It was beyond their understanding. Someone takes an oath, it has to be the truth. It's taking Allah Ta'ala's name, it has to be the truth. It can't be lies. Anyway, there's different explanations also of exactly how it is possible for that moment Hazrat Adam alayhi salam just forgot about it. It just slipped off his mind. That is why some ulama say, awwalun nasi, awwalun nasi. The first person was the first person to forget. He just forgot. It happened. Sometimes person, something slips off his mind. And some explain that initially Shaitan could not get through Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Then he went through Hazrat Hawa. He tried first. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam wasn't buying his story, so he went to Hazrat Hawa. And he deceived her. And then she spoke to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Let's see, I am eating from this fruit, you also eat from it. I am eating from this tree,
You also eat from this tree.
That is why the hadith says, لو لم تكن حواء لم تكن أنثى زوجها الزهرة. Had it not been through Hawa, then no wife would have deceived her husband for the rest of time. So that already started. Sometimes shaitan can't get through this person. He'll get through his wife, get through his children. Now they came, they convinced the father, no, we have to have this type of a car. We need to live this type of a lifestyle. We have to go for that holiday. You beg, borrow, steal, do what you have to do. Get involved in interest, go and do haram, whatever. But we have to do this. Allah protect. But this is the reality of the situation. Sometimes a man is a good man. He's trying to make an effort. That's why you have to work on your wife and children also. Like we're working on ourselves. Alhamdulillah, we in a masjid, we're sitting for programs, we're sitting for ta'lim. Ta'lim has to happen in the home also. Women also have to go for the ta'lim. They also have to go for the program. So that the, together, the whole family, together they can move in one direction. If the father is moving on one line and the family is on another line, it's going to be very difficult for him. Somewhere along the line, he's going to slip also. So shaitan got through her. And some even explain that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he thought, or shaitan convinced him in believing that this was only one tree, not that species of tree. But that was not, it was not only the one tree, it was meant that that type of tree you mustn't eat from. And some even explained that, that shaitan like convinced them in believing that that was for a certain period of time. Allah Ta'ala told you all for that time because you all were not ready. But here you will eat from this tree, then you know you will be, you will remain for eternal. You will be here all the time. Illa أَن تَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ. You know, you're going to eat from this tree now. Now you will remain forever. And you will always be in comfort. You will always be in luxury. So shaitan, he put that before them. And that's like the lifestyle that is being put before us. You know, you live this life here, you will be happy. You come into this circle, get involved with this banks and this interest, and you know, you'll be like a high flyer. It's a dream. You know, people were speaking about the American dream. You know, you'll go to America and you will prosper and you will go and see what's happening there and see the reality of the situation and how depressed people are. Go just look at the suicide rates, then you'll know how happy they are. Just see the stats of suicide, how many people are committing suicide. So this dream now, shaitan and his agents, they put it before you. So anyway, whatever it was, the Quran Sharif says, فَأَزَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَ فِيهِ وَقُلْنَا اهْبِتُوا بَعْدُكُمْ لِبَعْدٍ عَدُوٌّ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then told Hazrat Adam alayhi salam that now you will have to go down as a punishment to the dunya. And don't think the dunya is going to be like a place of luxury and comfort and everything is going to be rosy. بَعْدُكُمْ لِبَعْدٍ عَدُوٌّ. There you will be enemies to one another. Imagine we all are the children of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. We are coming from one ancestor. Our Hazrat Adam alayhi salam is our father. Hazrat Hawa is our mother. But look at the enmity that is happening. Look at the fighting. Look at the wars. Look at the killing. So Allah Ta'ala informed Hazrat Adam, بَعْدُكُمْ لِبَعْدٍ عَدُوٌّ. Some of you will be enemies to some. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.